Ursula Ahajanian isn't a guidance counselor at Cloverdale High School. She's the guidance counselor for all 450 students there.
I wanted to become a guidance counselor because when I was in high school, my guidance counselor never took the time with me. So I went into counseling to basically help those that cannot help themselves.
And that's how it's worked out. Mostly.
There are times when the educational system, it's just very tough to work on behalf of the student at times. At times you hit walls. There's just not enough time in the day to take care of everything that you need to take care of.
Still, Cloverdale isn't as hectic as her previous position at Napa High School, where Ahajanian's caseload was between 500 and 600 students for any given semester. And even that is good by statewide standards, says Loretta Whitson, Executive Director of the California Association of School Counselors.
We happen to, in California, be having the largest ratios compared to most states. An average counselor in California serves about 826 students. We are the second largest caseload than any other state. Who surpassed us? Arizona, which is at 880. If you were to spend just half an hour with a student who had a caseload of 800, it would take you 3 to 4 months before you would see every student on your caseload.
Like other non-core educational services in the state's public schools, libraries, or music, for example, counseling was cut back during the lean budgetary years, but that's getting better now.
There's about 65 positions open in Northern California for school counselors at this point.
Still, those new hires will be getting a late start as the school year revs up, making the job even more challenging.
A high school counselor said to me one time, "How many people's names do you know?" And at that time she had 500 students, and she said it's just impossible to even know their names.
Yet a big part of the school counselor's role involves dealing with students in a highly personalized way, notes Cloverdale's Ahajanian.
I get a crisis maybe once or twice a month. We're taught as guidance counselors that when a crisis comes up, you get them over that hurdle, you get them to cope, and then you hook them up with community resources so they would seek private counseling.
Aiding with non-academic matters can be half the job or even more, adds Whitson.
There's a lot of mental health going through crises, family crises, divorce, and other things. Also, anxiety disorders. Counselor's time, I would say, probably is spent more on that than it is on the college and career aspects.
But guiding students into college or workplace readiness remains equally important. And Whitson notes the move toward local control accountability plans in local districts across the state is giving greater emphasis to outcomes in which counseling plays a vital role.
We're not just looking at test scores, students' effectiveness. We're looking at other measures. Schools will eventually in California be measured and ranked based on their college going rate, a dropout rate, their attendance rates, other measures that would show that a student is capable and ready to transition into the world of work or higher education.
It's a change, she suggests, that should lead to even more job openings for school counselors in the not-too-distant future. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.